आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट सेज इंडिया इज प्राउड ऑफ इट्स डेमोक्रेटिक इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड कमिटेड टू प्रोटेक्टिंग देम फ्रॉम एनी अनड्यू एक्सटर्नल इन्फ्लुएंसेस। कंट्रीज कोर सेक्टर्स रजिस्टर 3 month हाई ग्रोथ ऑफ 6.7% इन फेब्रुवरी। Jailed gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari dies of cardiac arrest in Uttar Pradesh's Banda district. Good Friday marking crucifixion of Jesus Christ being observed across the globe. In tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden storms into the final of Miami Open. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in Jaipur. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the recent remarks by the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. India lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. The spokesperson highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and is committed to protecting them from any form of undue external influences.
The recent remarks by the State Department are unwarranted. Any such external imputation on our electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. In India, legal processes are driven only by the rule of law. Anyone who has similar ethos, especially fellow democracies, should have no difficulty in appreciating this fact. India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions. We are committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences.
A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate ED custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on the 21st of this month by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his 6-day ED custody. The External Affairs Ministry has reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal was responding to media queries in New Delhi yesterday.
China may repeat its baseless claims as many times as they want. That is not going to change our position. Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain and always remain an integral and inalienable part of India.
The combined index of 8 core industries of the country witnessed a 3-month high growth of 6.7% in February this year in comparison to the same period last year. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said production of coal, natural gas, cement, steel, crude oil, electricity and refinery products recorded positive growth in February 2024. The index had grown by 4.1% in January this year and 4.9% in December last year. The scrutiny of nominations was held yesterday for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in 2 northeastern states. The filing of papers for this phase ended on Wednesday. In Bihar, the last day for filing of papers for the first phase of parliamentary elections was yesterday. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 member house in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among the states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. Tomorrow is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. In Maharashtra, after the scrutiny, nominations of 110 out of 181 candidates were found valid for the 5 Lok Sabha constituencies going to polls in the first phase. In Arunachal Pradesh, after the scrutiny of nomination papers, in total, 168 nominations were found valid for 58 assembly constituencies and the scrutiny of 2 assembly seats was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. For 2 parliamentary constituencies, 15 nominations were found valid. There are 8 candidates for the Arunachal West parliamentary constituency, including the nominations of BJP candidate and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Congress nominee Nabam Tuki. In the Arunachal East parliamentary seat, papers of 7 candidates were found valid. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections was issued yesterday. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of next month. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except for Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on the 6th of April. In our ongoing series focusing on state profiles during the Lok Sabha polls, we now go over to Haryana. Voting in the state will be held in 10 Lok Sabha constituencies in a single phase on the 25th of May. Here is more from our correspondent in this report.
Haryana, known for milk and curd, has total 10 Lok Sabha constituencies. In 2019, BJP had won all the 10 constituencies named Sirsa, Ambala, Kurukshetra, Karnal, Sonipat, Panipat, Faridabad, Gurugram, Bhiwani, Mahendragarh and Hisar. For information about the registered voters in the constituency, we talk to the Haryana's additional chief electoral officer Hema Sharma.
Haryana Pradesh mein 1,98,29,675 matdata hain. जिनमें 5,25,840 पुरुष व 93,3385 महिला मतदाता हैं। इनमें ट्रांसजेंडर मतदाताओं की संख्या 450 है। हरियाणा प्रदेश में मतदान केंद्रों की संख्या 19,812 है।
इन हरियाणा द पोलिंग विल बी हेल्ड ऑन 25th ऑफ मई इन द 6th फेज। अश्विनी कुमार शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, चंडीगढ़।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Jailed gangster turned politician Mukhtar Ansari died due to cardiac arrest at the Banda Medical College Hospital in Uttar Pradesh last night. He was admitted to hospital yesterday after his condition allegedly deteriorated when he fainted inside the district jail where he was lodged. State Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said that prohibitory orders under Criminal PC Section 144 have been imposed across Uttar Pradesh following Ansari's death. Security has been tightened in Ghazipur, Mau, Varanasi and other districts in the state as a precautionary measure. Police conducted flag march in Firozabad. The 5-time MLA from Mau district in eastern Uttar Pradesh was involved in more than 60 criminal cases in the state and in many other places. He was in custody since 2005. He contested elections twice as Bahujan Samaj Party candidate. In some international news, Russia has vetoed a UN resolution which ended the monitoring of United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program. The move sparks the Western accusations, saying Russia is trying to protect its weapon purchases from North Korea for use in its war against Ukraine, which violates the United Nations sanctions. The vote in the 15-member council with 13 in favor has no impact on the actual sanctions against North Korea. However, Russia's veto will halt its work when its current mandate expires at the end of April. China abstained from voting. Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia accused the expert committee of increasingly becoming a plaything in the hands of Western approaches, reprinting biased information and analyzing newspaper headlines and poor quality photos. Meanwhile, U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood has warned that a Russian veto would encourage North Korea to continue endangering global security through the development of long-range ballistic missiles and efforts to evade sanctions. In Palestine, President Mahmoud Abbas has approved the formation of a new government. The newly elected government, which consists of 23 ministers, will be led by Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa. He will also serve as the foreign minister. According to the official Palestinian news agency Wafa, that's reported that in a cabinet statement addressed to President Abbas, Prime Minister Mustafa said the first national priority is an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and a complete Israeli withdrawal from the enclave, in addition to allowing humanitarian aid to enter in large quantities and reaching all areas. Good Friday is being observed today all over the world, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. On this day, Jesus Christ sacrificed his life out of love for everyone and while suffering for the sins of humanity. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. It is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday, and Easter Friday. On the occasion of Good Friday, people wish one another strength and happiness. The Easter celebration will begin on the following Sunday, on the 30th of March. Back home, the center has extended the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, in 8 districts of Nagaland and 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh for 6 months with effect from the 1st of next month. It has also been extended to 21 police stations in 5 other districts of Nagaland and 3 police stations in another district of Arunachal Pradesh. The AFSPA has been enforced in certain districts and police station areas in Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh for many years now, and it is extended periodically. Light combat aircraft Tejas Mk-1A has successfully completed the first flight from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited facility in Bengaluru. The advanced variant of LCA, Mk-1A aircraft are equipped with advanced electronic radar, warfare communication systems and combat capabilities. It is also armed with active electronically scanned array radar. On to sports now. In Miami Open tennis, top-seeded India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden stormed into the men's doubles final last night. They defeated the fourth-seeded pair of Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zabalos of Argentina in straight sets 6-1, 6-4. The Indian-Australian duo will face the second-seeded pair of Austin Krajicek of America and Ivan Dodig of Croatia in the final tomorrow. This will be the 14th ATP Masters 1000 final for Bopanna, who has won 25 doubles titles so far. A semi-final victory will also help the 44-year-old veteran to regain the world's number one position in the ATP doubles ranking. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in Jaipur last night. Put into bat first, Rajasthan posted a decent total of 185 for 5 in 20 overs. For Rajasthan, youngster Riyan Parag scored an unbeaten 84 from just 45 balls. However, Delhi Capitals failed to chase the target, posting 173 for the loss of 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of Madrid-Spain Masters Tournament. Second seed Sindhu will face Supanida Kattithong of Thailand in the quarterfinals today. In men's doubles, the Indian pair of Dhruv Kapila and M.R. Arjun will meet J. Arif and R.K. Yap of Malaysia in the next game. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Naresh. The Tribune quotes Defence Minister Rajnath Singh as saying that Centre is open to bringing changes in the Agniveer scheme if needed. The Pioneer carries a picture of Arvind Kejriwal on its front page under the caption, Kejriwal in full throttle as ED retains his custody. Bengaluru cafe blast case, co-conspirator held after 4 weeks, says the Times of India. FPI flows at record 3.33 lakh crore rupees in financial year 24, writes the Hindu Business Line. GST collection in financial year 24 set to cross 20 lakh crore rupees, reports the Hindustan Times. Crypto founder joins $6 billion family empire in succession play, reports the Economic Times. And finally, what if a powder derived from stem cells could heal your accident wounds and regenerate tissues without reconstruction surgery? The Indian Express reports how AIIMS is nurturing startups from lab to market by sharing its huge clinical and biological resources. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says India is proud of its democratic institutions and is committed to protecting them from any undue external influences. Country's core sectors register 3-month high growth of 6.7% in February. Jailed gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari dies of cardiac arrest in Uttar Pradesh's Banda district. Good Friday, marking crucifixion of Jesus Christ, being observed across the globe. In tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden storms into final of Miami Open. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Delhi Capitals by 12 runs in Jaipur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.